Tom McCurley Show. Thank you, everyone, for writing to us. We certainly do appreciate all of your involvement in the show. And in fact, one of you gets a chance to be letter of the day, as chosen by the teeny tiny lady who's already, I already sat her. I made sure she got her. She's right over there. Chris, don't worry about the horses. You text us at 888-973-5476. 888-973-5476. State Roofing text line. All are welcome. Write to us as well at mynorthwest.com. I feel bad. I didn't get a chance to jump in the Yakima today, Tom.
Why is that?
I just got busy with other stuff, and I kind of babied out because it's really miserable here. So I can't get weak because there will be colder days. And I was thinking I was jumping in the Yakima on Sunday, I'm in there and I'm just laying there, and I thought, why? When people think, why do you do this? And then I said, because the pain I know is temporary, but the effects later on are just amazing. And then I thought, well, people say, oh, why did you stop banging your head against the wall?
Right.
Because it feels great when you stop or whatever that is. But, yeah, this is it's all win-win. After the show is over, I'm going to go over there and jump in there. All right. It is a guilty verdict for R. Kelly. Thank God the FBI wasn't investigating this one, or they would have blown this one as well. Remember when R. Kelly went on, this is a very big interview, that Gayle King, who's always known as Gayle King, Oprah's best friend, finally right. got R. Kelly, which I feel so bad for Gayle King. Isn't she established enough that she doesn't be Oprah's best friend? But she gets R. Kelly on there to talk about all the charges against him because he was facing some serious business.
How stupid would it be for me to, with my crazy past and what I've been through. Oh, right now I just think I need to be a monster and hold girls against their will, chain them up in my basement and don't let them eat and don't let them out unless they need some shoes down the street from their uncle.
Robert,
stop it. Y'all quit playing. Quit playing.
Robert.
I didn't do this stuff. This is not me. I'm fighting for my life.
The poor sound guy sitting with the earphones on, like, I have to stop banging on the microphone.
Stretching and yawning.
By the way, this is, here is R. Kelly explaining what happened to the trial judge. It's actually a musical cut from Trapped in the Closet. Wow.
Bed that don't belong to me. Then a voice yells, good morning, darling, from the bathroom. Then she comes out and kisses me, and to my surprise, she ain't you. Now I've got this dumb look on my face, like what have I done? How could I be so stupid to be having laid here till the morning sun? I lost the track of time. Oh, what was on my mind? From the club went to a home.
Sorry, that was a joke that didn't work.
Oh,
that was my fault. Have you seen that though? The Trapped in the Closet.
No.
Yeah.
Is that
why
actually
give
something?
Us context? So I.
Yeah,
it's like
I
a 20-minute.
Yes.
Piece that he did, a bunch of videos, and it's all sung, and it's really unbelievably amazing.
Amazing in a good way, amazing in a
It's hard to tell what he's
way.
Going for, and it's just it's just crazy. He just sings the whole thing. You can watch it on YouTube, Trapped in the Closet. It's really one of the strangest things you'll ever see.
Is it a joke?
Not a joke.
That's what you can't tell.
Not a joke.
Okay. Wow. Thank you, Chris.
So, yeah, this got a lot of... there have been rumors about R. Kelly and complaints and maybe charges that have never actually come through. It's a bit like the Bill Cosby case in that it took a long time for these things to finally make it to a courtroom. Mm-hmm. But I think the reason the precipitator of that weird interview he did with Gayle King, who I understand is the best friend of Oprah's, I don't know if
that's what I've
that,
heard. Yes, yes.
The thing is that there was this documentary, this docuseries out called Surviving R. Kelly, and it was just basically one after another of these girls, and they were girls at the time, at least. It reminded me a bit of the docuseries about Jeffrey Epstein, too. It's like there had been cases brought against him. He'd actually been convicted of Jeffrey Epstein at times. It finally took the culmination of all of these efforts and, oddly enough, you know, docuseries to help find this guy guilty, and they say he may appeal. He could face life in prison. It could be as little, I think, as 10 years. So there's a wide range of
right. He starts serving, if he does, it would be May of 2022. R. Kelly going in at whatever, however.
Well, here's the, and here's the thing I want to ask you, because you run in circles of celebrities much more than I did. He talked about that he was convicted of a racketeering charge.
Yeah.
And the racketeering was that he just had these networks of employees and friends who basically furnished the girls for him and provided cover and excuse and all of this. Is this the kind of stuff that's pretty standard for celebrities, that they have people that work for them, but
Okay, there. Good. Yes. Actually, I can speak to this.
Okay.
So I had a friend who is a minder for the Rolling Stones. And I said to him, "Well, what do you do as a minder?" He goes, "I take care of all the stuff that they need taken care of."
Okay.
When they come to the United States. This is back in the 60s and 70s. And that would involve anything that would be considered illegal.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was their contact. Well, no, because the Rolling Stones didn't need anybody to try to find somebody for them. But he said anything when they were coming, if they needed something, I made sure that I had whatever they needed. That I was their point of contact in New York City.
Okay.
Yeah, as the minder. And he's got all the photos of a whole, and he showed me a few things of a few celebrities and stuff. He has a picture of Lady Di. I'm like, no way. And he goes, yep.
Yeah.
That's Lady Di. I was like, no, that kid, is that really? Yep. And I was like, wow. And that's, look at that. How about that? By the way, make a note, Chris, tomorrow I want to talk about what the Harry and Megan, or Megan, whatever her name is, are doing in order to social climb through Hollywood. Tom, did you read that piece in the Wall Street Journal?
I saw a headline and I didn't read it. So you found it was interesting? They're not overexposed yet.
Oh, my God. And how she has been climbing the social thing. Soon as she marries, or as soon as they set the date, she immediately starts inviting all of these people to her wedding, Oprah and movie producers and everything else. And then I found this awkward clip where Harry at the wedding turns to Roger Iger from Disney and goes, you know, she does voiceovers. She's very interested in doing voiceovers. You might want to talk to her about that. And you can see Roger's like, okay, well, that's something. Well, that's interesting. Yeah, you should. She's very interested in that. And it's just like he's promoting his wife and then all the stuff that they did in order to like make it all their contacts with all their people, because then they knew we're going to use all of the celebrity to then become like cash in on all of this and how they manipulated the media. Oh, it's great. I knew that. I could see that woman is a gold digger with little or no talent, and they are taking this thing as far as they possibly can.
Okay, now I'm just going to defend her again. I don't know that much about – I haven't read this article, and I don't know that much about her, except – to be fair, she is an actress. This is not like, you know, in Citizen Kane, where Randolph Hearst's character, Citizen Kane, says, "Hey, you know, my untalented wife, why don't you put her in an opera or something?" She was an actress, a legitimate actress on TV shows before they got married. So the fact that he's not pushing an untalented wife necessarily.
She was, I think she held suitcase number 14 and suitcase number 24.
No, I don't think so. People knew who she was.
Nope.
Suits
she held suitcases in that show with what's his name? And then she got, I think her uncle or something is a producer, and then she got cast in Suits, right? And then she did get the voiceover work from Disney to do the elephant thing, but she has got a whole, well, no offense. Listen, if you want to make it in Hollywood and then all the other stuff, you've got to have a plan, and you've got to invite the right people, and you've got to be around the right people. And I just it's really.
So you sound like you're part of the British press that all hate her.
I don't hate her, Tom. I don't know her.
Only see the negative in her.
No, I'm just not buying the whole the controversy of, you know, all the pain and all the other stuff that went with it. And she realizes I'm cashing. No, listen, people have paths to power. And then ultimately, do they, you know, they've got a podcast. They have all this money. They're spending, all these people want to develop all these shows around them. You know, eventually at some point, what do you do?
Netflix,
right.
Yeah.
And Spotify.
But she is an actress, right? It's not like, I mean, I don't know that much about her. I'll have to see the show. I assume that she had a, you know, a real part in that TV series, because people seem to know when it was first announced. Said, oh, yeah, you know, a lot of people know her from this or that. But anyway, I don't want to be a party to the British tabloids.
No, I don't either.
Okay.
No.
The Wall Street Journal. I'll
send that over to Chris. If Chris has got the misfortune of having to produce tomorrow. Donald Trump in Georgia. The former president in Georgia, and he's down there whipping up the crowd. Everybody's down there. They love him. He actually brought in the Marine that was the one when they handled the baby over the barbed wire there in Afghanistan, when we put our tail between our legs and ran out of Afghanistan. Trump brought that guy up on stage. He talked about being trustworthy.
And they want to go after me because I have, they think, a big mouth. I don't have a big mouth. You know what I have? I have a mouth that tells the truth.
I got to tell you, at a certain point, the reason people voted for you in 2016, cut taxes, the swamp, and all the other stuff.
Because
now
he had a
everything
mouth.
Is about himself. I know, but it's all about himself. He's got to let this go. Yeah. Let it go. And they know the thing about you got stolen. And no, they did a retest. They audited 200 and some or 2 million ballots.
Cyber
they recounted
ninjas.
Them. And then
we also got the results of the Arizona audit.
An Arizona audit, he loses by like 347 more votes.
Which were so disgracefully reported by those people right back there in the headlines claiming that Biden won.
Is this the second count or the first count?
That Biden won are fake news and a very big lie. You know, they like to, you ever notice when they write about that, they would say, while the election results are a big lie, every reporter, it's just total misinformation. While they're totally unfounded, everything's unfounded, big lie, not correct. While Trump has no reason to say this, I mean, we get piles and piles of information, affidavits by the thousands and thousands. It's a disgrace.
I mean, they did a Michigan poll. Did you see the poll, Tom?
I did. Now, you know, it's really, first off, that's all nonsense. And I don't understand why we even put him on the air for that. But it's for a discussion. And yes,
we put him on the air because he's the president of the United States, former president of the United States.
Yes.
He's still making news. And the only way cable television makes any money is to talk about Donald Trump.
But we're not still cable television.
No, but he still had thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people following him at all of these rallies.
Yes.
The poll that comes out in Michigan, you get some idea of people are starting to go,
Well, I don't know. First off, to me, more crucial than that, because it's a straw poll, more crucial than that is the Wall Street Journal, you know, has been holding its nose and supporting the Republican Party with or without Trump for a long time. And they finally said, and I have to give you credit, John, because I know you voted for Trump twice and you've never bought into this stop the steal nonsense. And the Wall Street Journal just finally came out after Arizona, which was ridiculous anyway, to think that these cyber ninjas were actually going to come up with anything more valid. Even they just do this knockdown paragraph by paragraph, destroying Trump's claims one by one by one. And they basically said, would you knock it off? Come on, knock it off. There are lots of things to go after the Democrats for. Forget this old stuff. Now, that being said, Michigan poll, the headline in the Detroit News, which you passed on to me, I thought it was great. Trump influence among Michigan Republicans might be waning. Now, first off, remember, Michigan is the state that have such rabid Trump supporters. They were the ones that concocted that kidnapping scheme to go after the governor. I mean, so these are really
they were not Trump supporters. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, they claim to be. I mean, they were part of the Stop the Steal arrangement. So if they weren't Trump supporters, they were convinced that the election was stolen. That's why they were going after Gretchen Whitmer. But anyway, the point of this is, so here is the proof that it's waning. Uh-huh. That in a straw poll, that Trump only got 47.5%. And then Ron DeSantis came in second. He got 25%. Now, it's interesting how you spin that. To me, that seems like the majority. He got twice as many votes as the guy who was in second place. I don't know if it's waning. I suppose it could have been 80 or 90%, but given that he's been out of office now for a year and, you know, That I think that's more wishful thinking on mainstream Republicans' thoughts than anything else. If he gets twice as many votes as his nearest competitor in any kind of primary, that is concerning if you don't want Trump to be your GOP, flag bearer.
Listen, if he keeps making, Kellyanne Conway said to the former president about a month and a half ago, you have to stop talking about yourself. You have to get rid of the ego, and you have to start talking about things people care about. Let 2020 go. Let that go. If you want to be a leader and you would like to either pick the person or be that person that runs, let 2020 go and be done with it. But his own ego is in the way. And think about it. When you have a show like The Apprentice, where you're the one doing the firing.
Yeah.
You're the one being gotten rid of. And even when Donald Trump used to, build a casino or do something, and then people would say, you owe us this amount of money for all this. You go ahead and sue me. Even the go ahead and sue me stuff is like not losing. It's go ahead and sue me, and then I'll declare bankruptcy, and I'll be able to get out of it. He doesn't like to lose. Nobody likes to lose. But when somebody like the president, former President Trump, really hates to lose to the point that he continues to do this, and enough people that want to stand there and scream at him about Stop the Steal. And by the way, Tom, you should know that the people that wanted to kill the governor there in Michigan also wanted to hang Donald Trump. So they were not Trump supporters. Kooks, I mean, crazy, crazy nut jobs on the guy that led the whole thing to go in there and get Whitmer. On his Facebook page, he also planned on hanging Donald Trump. So they were not Trump supporters. Yeah.
Okay.
What's that?
Not Pence. I heard a lot of hang Mike Pence, not Donald Trump.
There was, but they wanted to hang Trump. They wanted to hang Barack Obama. Yeah, they wanted to go get them all.
Do you think, because we did that poll, we mentioned this a couple of weeks ago, there was a poll in the last month that said 78% of Republicans say that they think that Biden illegitimately won that election. That's a big number. If his influence is waning, I don't see enough evidence of it besides this poll.
Illegitimate, right, but you got a question. What's the question on the poll? Did you believe that the ballots were miscounted? Do you believe that somehow there was some sort of shenanigans with the domain, software?
I think the language was illegitimately elected.
That's not a good question then.
Okay.
Because then you could say, bad question. What other circumstances that caused to either increase or decrease votes?
The concerning thing is, though, that it went from 70%, whatever the question was, to 78% in the 8 months he's been out of office.
I don't know how that's
a little concerning.
Talking to. Come on, people. All right, okay. Tracy Taylor looks at traffic. Here we go. Bucky's Auto Service Centers. They've got 16 locations. They've been around for 50 years. You've been around for 50 years. It means a couple things. It means you probably have a hard time getting out of bed. And you're not as young as you used to be. But if you're fixing cars, you know what you're doing. That's Bucky's Auto Service Centers. The best in the business. Thanks, guys. For sponsoring the Tom and Curly Show, much appreciated. Greyhound is going to kick up, $2.2 million for people that might have had their civil rights violated. Here's what used to happen. You'd be driving on your Greyhound bus, and then all of a sudden the federal government would step in, and they would come through the bus and ask to see people's papers. It's basically a violation of the Fourth Amendment, right? Illegal search and seizure. They had no reason to stop the bus. Even documents that had been found, Greyhound even said, really, they have, the border folks said, yeah, you know what? Technically, Greyhound doesn't have to let us on. They just are letting us on. And so
that
we're going to look around.
Defense.
They were letting them. So they would go on, look around, and ask people, where'd you come from? Where are your papers? Where's your ID? Same sort of thing the federal government's going to start doing about vaccinations. So in this case, San Diego, I thought the case originated out of San Diego. Did it come out of Spokane was the first one? I know San Diego was also included in it, right?
This, I think, is just the state of Washington. So there may have been another case, but by the laws of Washington, Bob Ferguson went after them. You described it right. They've always defended themselves, this policy, Greyhound, saying, hey, that they were legally required to allow Border Patrol people on them. And then Border Patrol people came and said, no, that's not, no, we, you know, If we don't have a warrant, we do not make that claim. Mm-hmm. And so these warrantless, so they lost their bidding. Now, what Bob Ferguson says is, I don't understand why Greyhound just didn't do this. They didn't try to go for a lawsuit. They just contacted Greyhound. And said, listen, in 2019, you know, you can't be doing that. That goes against the rules here in the state of Washington. The Border Patrol doesn't support your stance. And they resisted it. And so they ended up having to take him to court. That was their mistake. Now, what I think is interesting is that what they claim is that it was sort of like a consumer action report that they have Greyhound has an obligation to the consumers, according to the state of Washington. And they misrepresented themselves to their clients, in effect, by not making this policy clear. So they agreed that they should have done that, and they didn't. What I find surprising is the next step. Under the settlement, Greyhound says they are also going to create a corporate policy. They're based in Dallas, by the way. They're not a Washington State company. That denies the Border Patrol agents permission to board its buses in Washington State without a warrant or reasonable suspicion. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised. I would understand if Greyhound just said, okay, we get it. We are going to announce, so we don't misrepresent ourselves, we're going to announce to anybody who gets on a bus that ends up going through the state of Washington, by the way, if you are an illegal immigrant and you are afraid of Border Patrol stuff, we are going to allow them on. So fair warning. But they didn't go that. They didn't do that, though. As part of the settlement, they said, we will not allow them to come on without warrants. I thought that's an interesting establishment. They also have to make statements in English and Spanish, on their website or whatever, that they do not consent to immigration agents that don't have warrants and, you know, put stickers on the bus. But anyway, I thought that was an interesting development.
I was traveling when I went to do that cruise on Holland America. No, it was, I don't know, one of those stupid cruises I went on because it was January. It's cheap. A couple of years ago. I forgot what country I was in, and they kept warning us, just have your seatbelts on. Why? And also have your papers ready. They're going to use you not wearing a seatbelt for a reason to come on, and then they're going to ask while they're on, then they're going to ask to see everybody's passport. Sort of an interest. So the tour bus guy kept saying, please, because they would drive by, the cops would drive by on little motorcycles and get right up against the window where they could see right in there as to whether or not you had your seatbelt on. And then that was enough reason for them to come in and start to look around for people's papers. So,
all right, well, there you go. Seatbelts on buses?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
It's wherever it was. I can't remember. That's the one thing about those cruises. You get off, you don't know where you are, then you run around, the guy takes you to his brother's rug shop, and then you run back onto the boat. Yeah, I was like, what country are we in? Huh? What is this? But the food, oh my. Okay, so good for them. 2.2 million goes out. I think it's going to go to each individual depending on
How badly they were. Imagine this. You get the money. How badly you were treated. If you're detained is one thing. If you're arrested or deported, you might have been deported. So if you're deported out of the country, then I suppose you're already deported. It'd probably be nice to get a little, you know, a check, written in your name. But still, they're going to gauge it based on how egregious the results of the onboard detainment was.
It was Orwell that always, George Orwell talks of in 1984 about, you know, using words and changing the words in order to have different things. You get the Ministry of Love, which was the War Department, right? The Ministry of Information, which is actually disinformation. So now we have more control over that as well. I see that the CDC has stopped using the word woman. So it's persons that are pregnant or people with vaginas. So we're not going to use the word women anymore because that's just too upsetting. Not breastfeeding, but chest feeding will also be part of it. So you think of the CDC and you start to think about, well, there's an agency we can trust. Remember, they don't recognize the difference between men and women. So now you are a pregnant person. So CDC has removed the word women. What other word is going to be removed from the English language, Tom?
Well, actually, this is just in the state of California, but it's also being removed elsewhere. The word alien to refer to people who are in this country illegally or not legally. That's fine. What they're doing is they're just taking it out of the language and replacing it with the word immigrant or non-citizen, I think. And the argument, the explanation that California's come up with is that even though it's been used by the U.S. government since 1798, So way back when, and in California since 37, that in the 90s, this is a quote, the word alien became a political dog whistle to express bigotry and hatred without using traditionally racist language. That's what's coming out of the governor's office. So the term was officially replaced as non-citizen, but alien is still used in many aspects of California law. So they're just stripping it. I have no problem with that. Alien does seem like a odd, maybe it's the kind of word that maybe you'd use in the 18th century, 1798, but it feels out of place in our vocabulary now. And in fact, the California governor's office suggests that it is offensive to call anybody who is a human an alien.
Okay. So. By the way, I'm going to start, you know, they use the term experiencing homelessness. I'm going to start using that with all categories. So rather than saying tax the rich, we're going to be tax the people that are experiencing wealth.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, like that. And underserved community, I'm changing underserved community to overserved community.
Because no, I don't like that so much.
As a percentage of income and as a percentage of services, those communities get far more services than others. So just the use of words in order to be able to try to contextualize arguments. So just, by the way, we're not used to... Yeah, and no more women, because we're not going to recognize the difference between men and women anymore.
I don't know about people. That, but are you upset that we're getting rid of alien?
Alien was on the top of my list, but my list was alphabetical, so that only explains that. All right, Tracy Taylor. All right, I was just looking at Teeny Tiny. She gave me the big thumbs up. We're ready to go. All right, give me some of that Mailman song. Just as much as you think you're ready for on a Monday. What I would do, Sean, I'd work my way up. Yeah, so start on Monday with the song as much as you can play, and then we'll see how we do by Friday. Okay, so it's a Monday, and it's gonna be building. It's all gonna be about building. There we are. So you're on a Monday.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll build it.
We're building. Building. Good. By the way, if you're new, for some reason, at some point, Sean just decided he just didn't like the song anymore.
Help!
We're trying to support him in his choices. All right, Tom, we'll get to the letter of the day, but first, let's take care of all the rest.
Okay, so one of the big topics today was Instagram and teens, thanks to the Rachel Bell segment. 425 wanted to weigh in. So, and this is a different way to look at it. So, 66% of teens felt good about their image from Instagram. She said 44% were depressed by it.
Rachel Bell, isn't Instagram, if it's such an evil empire, why are you still using the platform? 253, the letter is so long time. It's very bright, very terrific, but I'm afraid we would miss other ones. So let's move on to the Redskins and the Seahawks.
Okay, because it's the basic summary, though, is that Instagram was great until Facebook bought it, and then it turned it dark. Okay, excellent, 253. Okay, Seahawks and the Washington football team.
Uh-huh.
Can I make a suggestion? The Seahawks play the Washington football team in a few weeks. I know you normally do behind the enemy lines on Thursday, but for that week, can you do it with Sherry on Friday? She used to work for what was the flagship radio station there in Washington, D.C., and her father was in the marching band. Oh, that could be interesting.
Yeah, he played cornet or something like that. All right, Seahawks, once again, we've got a bunch of players. But we don't have a team. It's called cohesion. If we can't come together, it doesn't matter what big names you have.
There you go. And it was great hearing from Rye. I love that, John.
Yeah, good.
On Mayor Durkin's budget, 206, the mayor wants to, quote, rehabilitate important public spaces. But you can't even keep people from building tarp shacks in the middle of children's play areas?
Uh-oh. Two of the council members, Morales and Mosqueda, have endorsed Nicole Thomas Kennedy for city attorney. She's a self-proclaimed police abolitionist and anarchist. So you really think they're going to be supporting hiring more cops?
On the government infrastructure issue, area code 306, they will never get enough. They always want more. Where is the return on my investment?
Investment 206. The U.S. makes more money selling weapons worldwide than all income taxes combined.
And 206. It's true. Greedy people always want firemen and roads, but they don't want to pay any taxes. I call these people Ebenezer Scrooge.
And the answer isn't more taxes. The answer is better management of the money the government already has. So says 253.
And 206, Curly, yes. You rant and rave about health care provided by government programs like Medicaid. Mm-hmm. While it's nice to have private health insurance provided by employers, what do you suggest for those who can't afford it or can't get full-time work?
Uh-huh. Gun violence, gun control issue is a good example of why libs cannot be trusted with power, says 425.
And 425, again, it's accountability. Need harsher penalties for the criminals.
Nick, from Orcas, guns have nothing to do with the murders, which is why 75% of all murders in the United States are committed with guns.
And 360, Tom, everyone knows that snitches get stitches. Guns have always been readily available. There has to be a more common sense answer to a rise in homicides than the liberal standard of too many guns.
253 says, yeah, it's about drugs and gangs. They work together.
And 425, disagree with both of you.
Uh-oh.
God gave us free will. God gave us free will, and he also lets us determine for ourselves what is right and wrong. What we do with those choices is up to us, personal. We will be judged.
Uh-oh. 425, finally, we've arrived at the point today where we can no longer tell someone to stop and stop sitting around and feeling sorry for yourself. Get off your butt. Get over it, whatever it is, and get on with your life and take care of yourself. And in the end, you're the only one who can fix it.
And now, it
Teeny,
is time for the letter of the day.
Teeny,
the letter of the day came in right at the wire.
Uh-oh.
It asks a question. Why are there still mandates being given? Shouldn't it be person dates?
That's all she wrote.
Wow. That's all she wrote, John.
That is all she wrote.
Wow.
Powerful.
She left the globe.
It's a hot take on it out.
My front
another hour. Here we go. Get ready, Sean.